time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I am confident.
Oh, damn you, Bangba.
That there is someone here tonight. For the rest of your life, you'll be dancing for joy.
Amen.
If you are the one, let me hear you shout hallelujah. There's only one person who can change sorrow to joy. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. So I want you to lift your hands to the Almighty God. And just begin to praise Him. Give Him all glory. Give Him all honor. Give Him all adoration. Magnify His holy name. It's worthy to be praised. It's worthy to be adored. There's no one like Him. Give Him all glory. Give Him all honor. Give Him all adoration today. Praise Him. It's worthy to be praised. It's worthy to be adored. Is the Almighty God. Is the Ancient of Days. Is the Unchangeable Changer. There's nothing too hard for Him to do. Praise Him tonight. Give Him all glory. Give Him all honor. Give Him all adoration. Bless His holy name. Bless His holy name. It's worthy to be praised. It's worthy to be magnified. Praise His holy name. Praise the King of Kings. Praise the Lord of Lords. Praise the I Am that I Am. Praise the Ancient of Days. Give Him all glory, all honor. Bless His holy name. Bless His holy name. He has a name that's above every other name. At the name of Jesus, all knee must bow. So praise Him. Give Him all glory, give Him all honor. Give Him all adoration. Bless the one who has no beginning, who has no ending. Bless the one who controls the past, the present, and the future. Bless the only one who can terminate every form of sorrow in your
life.
Give Him all glory, all honor, all adoration. Bless His holy name. Bless His holy name. Thank you, Jesus. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be magnified. Blessed be your holy name, O Lord. Blessed be your holy name forever. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have blessed your holy name and we will keep on blessing your holy name. Thank you forever and ever. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped.
Amen.
I want you to lift your voice to Him.
No,
the woman with the issue of blood lost her health, lost her wealth, lost her peace. lost her joy. But a single contact with the Almighty God, and everything was restored. So lift your voice to the Almighty God. Say, Father, I come to you tonight like the woman with the issue of blood. Let me be able to touch you tonight. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Please, Lord, let me make contact with you tonight. Let me make contact with you tonight. Almighty God, let me make contact with you tonight. Let me make contact with you tonight. I come to you, Lord. I, the woman with the issue of blood, I've come desperate for a contact with you. Let me be able to touch you tonight. Let me be able to touch you tonight. Let me be able to touch you tonight. Lord God Almighty, let me be able to touch you tonight. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
And then you lift your voice to Him.
I
say, Father, you can reverse the irreversible. Every opportunity I have lost, bring them back to me. Bring them back to me tonight. Let's talk to the Almighty God. I know you can reverse the irreversible. Every opportunity I have lost, Almighty God, bring them back to me tonight. Bring them back to me. Bring them back, O Lord. Every opportunity I have lost, return to me too. Glory be to God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Well, let's go before our Maker.
I want to
worship Him one more time.
How to just for one second.
You are worthy, oh Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are worthy to be glorified. Hallelujah.
You are worthy, oh Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, oh Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy.
You are worthy, my Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, oh Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy to be glorified. Hallelujah.
You are worthy. You are worthy,
hallelujah.
You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, oh Lord, you are worthy,
hallelujah.
You are worthy
Jesus are singing.
You are worthy, O Lord.
Hallelujah.
You are worthy, O Lord.
Angels are singing, Jesus.
You are worthy, O Lord.
Papa,
you are worthy, O Lord.
Hallelujah.
You are worthy, O Lord.
And we are singing, Jesus.
You are worthy, O Lord.
Hallelujah.
You are worthy, O Lord.
You are worthy, Lord.
You are worthy, Lord.
You are worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. Ancient of days, Rock of ages, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Holy One of Israel, glory be to your holy name. Father, glory be to your holy name. We thank you for who you are. The Almighty, the Most High, the King of Glory, the Lord, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle, the Lord of hosts, glory be to your holy name. Father, glory be to your holy
Papa,
name.
God, you are coming, man.
Thank you for what you did yesterday. Thank you for the joy of salvation. Thank you in advance for what you will do today. Thank you for the joy of restoration. Father, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Today, all those who have lost their health, restore tonight in Jesus' name. All those who have lost their wealth, restore tonight in Jesus' name. All those who have lost their contact with you, restore tonight in Jesus' name. All those who have lost their joy, restore tonight in Jesus' name. At the end of everything, let your name be glorified. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shake hands with one or two people and say, good evening. God bless you. God bless you. And then you may please be seated. Tonight, we want to talk about the joy of restoration. The joy of restoration. Joel chapter 2. From verse 25. To 27. Joel chapter 2. From verse 25 to 27. And I will restore to you the years that the locusts had eaten.
Emi o si mu odun won ni pada fun yin wa.
The cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmerworm, my great army which I sent among you.
Iru kokoro jewejewe miran ti fi je awon ogun nla ti mo ran saarin yin.
And ye shall eat in plenty.
Amen. Eyin yo si jeun ni opolopo.
And be satisfied.
E o si yo.
And praise the name of the Lord your God that has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed.
Amen.
And ye shall know that I am in the midst of
Israel.
And that
I
am the Lord your God.
An
honest. And my people shall never be ashamed.
Amen. Oju ki yo siti awon eniyan mi lai.
There's somebody here today who will never know shame again.
Amen. Eni kan wa ni ilo ni ti o ni mo o ibanuje mo ati osi.
Ti o ni mo ti jumo.
Ti jumo.
If you are the one, let me hear you shout
hallelujah.
A lot of us here tonight had lost something precious. Some of us have lost our health. Some have lost their wealth. They used to be rich. Some have lost their marriage. Once upon a time, they were married. Some have lost their joy. Some of us who, once upon a time, when we wake up in the morning, we wake up singing. We sing as if we have won a lottery. And the only lottery we won is the ticket to heaven. Some of us have lost some spiritual gift or the other. Some of us used to hear from God, but we don't hear from Him anymore. Some of us now just pretend that things are still the way they were. But as the Most High God lives, everything you had lost shall be restored tonight.
Ni
If you believe that, let your amen be loud and clear.
Some people don't know the value of what they have until they have lost it. In the story of the prodigal son, in Luke chapter 15, verse 11 to 17. Luke 15, verse 11 to 17. The prodigal son didn't know what he had lost, what he had, until he had lost it. It was after he became hungry and there was no food to eat. That he remembered that in my father's house, there are several servants who had enough to eat and left over. And now I'm dying of hunger. Nebuchadnezzar didn't know what he had until he became an animal. It was then he suddenly realized that, oh, I had lost something precious. Some Christians don't know, they don't value what they have until they backslide. They don't know the value that is in the blood of Jesus. The power that overcomes Satan. Many of them don't even know the tremendous value of the name of Jesus. Some of them don't really know that it is true that at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. Some of them don't even know that when they are born again, when they are redeemed, Satan recognizes them. The Satan will say, oh, Jesus, I know. Adeboye, I know. Until they backslide, it is then suddenly they know that they have lost something precious. But some people know that what they have is precious. But somehow they lost it. And then when restoration comes, it brings to them double joy. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, everything good that you had lost shall be restored tonight.
Amen.
But you see, some people lost what they had as a result of carelessness. Some lost these precious things that they had through pride. True pride.
Ọpọlọpọ sọ ohun ti wọn padanu yii nipa igberaga.
In 2 Samuel chapter 11.
Niwe Samuel kejori kokola.
From verse 1 to 27.
Ese kinide ketadini ogbon.
2 Samuel 11 verse 1 to 27.
Samuel kejori kokola ese kini titide iketadini ogbon.
David lost contact with God because of carelessness.
Se ni David sọ isopọ pẹlu Ọlọrun nu.
Success had come.
Assurance today.
Prosperity had come.
A lot of today.
Comfort had come.
Itura today.
So at the time when men should go to war, David was at home sleeping.
Why di akoko to ye ki awon eniyan wa ni oju ogun se ni David wa ni le to sun.
And some of us who used to pray mighty prayer warriors.
Ari la wa to je pe ni igba kan ri a ma n gbadura gan a fe gbadura jagun.
And then success came.
Ṣugbọn aṣeyọri de.
Prosperity came.
Iloro de.
Comfort came.
Itura ti wole.
And we say, what else are we praying for?
Ani ki lo wa ku ta n gbadura le lori.
We used to pray.
A ma n gbadura nigba kan ri.
We used to fast.
A ma n gba awe.
When all we had was just a room and a parlor.
Nigba to je pe wo gbogbo ta ni patapata na ni yara yara ati palo kan.
And it, I mean, we were happy when we had just an ordinary fan.
Inu wa si ndun nigba ti a bebe ta fin fe ategusi ni nikan la ni.
But then success came.
Ṣugbọn aṣeyọri de.
And we now live in a mansion.
Asi wa n gbe ile ile to tobi.
And every room is air conditioned.
Gbogbo yara patapata lo si lo ye ninu.
And so we relaxed.
Nítorí náà nǹkan a jọ gọnù.
We couldn't pray at night anymore.
Kò sí àdúrà gbígbà mọ́.
Little by little.
Ní díẹ̀ díẹ̀.
The enemy crept in.
Ṣé ni ọ̀tá ó wá wọlé wá?
I pray for you tonight.
Mo gbàdúrà fún ọ ní àṣálẹ́ yìí.
Everything that you had lost as a result of carelessness.
Ohun gbogbo wọn ni tó ti pàdánù nítorí àìbìkítà rẹ.
The Almighty God will restore to you.
Amen. Ọlọ́run alágbára yóò dá padà fún ọ.
And I want to go further and pray.
Mo sì fẹ́ tẹ̀síwájú láti gbàdúrà.
That the kind of success.
Wípé irú àṣeyọrí.
The kind of prosperity.
Irú ìlọ́rọ̀.
The kind of comfort.
Irú ìtura.
That will take you away from God.
Èyí tí yóò mú ọ kúrò lọ́dọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
God will never give it to you.
Amen. Ọlọ́run ò ní fi fún ọ rárá.
If you have it already.
Tó bá jẹ́ tó ti wà lọ́wọ́ rẹ báyìí.
I pray that God will take it away from you.
Amen. Mo gbàdúrà kí Ọlọ́run jẹ́ àgbà lọ́wọ́ rẹ.
David was sleeping when he was supposed to be warring.
Ṣé ni David ń sùn nígbà tó yẹ kó wà lójú ogun?
Temptation came.
Ìdánwò dé.
He fell.
Ó ṣubú.
The giant killer was killed by comfort.
Ẹni tí ìgbà òmìràn ṣe ni ìtura wá pa.
The man of God, the man after God's own heart.
Ẹni náà tí í ṣe ẹni tó wà ní ìhà ti Ọlọ́run nípa ti ọkàn rẹ̀.
Became someone that God said, the sword shall never depart from your house.
Ó wá di ẹni náà tí Ọlọ́run sọ̀rọ̀ nípa rẹ̀ wípé ìdà ò ní tán nínú ìdílé rẹ̀.
Whatever success, I say one more time.
Lẹ́ẹ̀kan sí mo tún tu sọ.
That will turn you to an enemy of God.
Wípé àṣeyọrí kí àṣeyọrí tí yóò mú ọ di ọ̀tá Ọlọ́run.
It will never come your way.
Amen. Kò ní wá sí ọ̀dọ̀ rẹ.
If you already have it.
Tó bá ti ní.
My father will take it away tonight.
Amen. Bàbá mi yóò gbà á lọ́wọ́ rẹ ní àṣálẹ́ yìí.
Samson lost what was very precious to him.
Ṣèyí Samson náà bákan náà pàdánù ohun tó ṣe pàtàkì sí.
As a result of carelessness and pride.
Nípa ti àìbìkítà àti ìgbéraga.
And the parents told him, you cannot marry from among the strangers. He said, who is talking? You are just my parent. I am the lion killer.
Àwọn òbí rẹ̀ kìlọ̀ fún wípé kò ṣeé ṣe fún ọ láti níyàwó nínú ìlú àwọn àjèjì yìí. Kí ló bẹ́ tẹ́ ń bẹ́lú àwọn òbí rẹ̀ pé ta ló ń sọ̀rọ̀? Èmi lẹni tí pa kìnìún.
Until his pride turned him to somebody without eyes, bound in the enemy's dungeon, grinding corn like an ordinary slave.
Jijiji igberaga re si de eni ti aun yo loju ti o si npa a lo ero ni igbekun ti awon ota.
One of my children was sharing with me the other day.
Akonina omo mi won ba mi soro ni ojo melo kan seyin.
He said we see some people.
Oni ari awon kan.
Nobody knows their business outside their country.
Oni ko se enikeni to mo ru okowo to won se ni ita orilede won.
And yet they won't allow anybody to rest.
Sibe sibe won ni gbe enikeni laaye lati simi.
Whereas the plan of God for them is that through you, the old nations of the earth shall be blessed.
Laimo yi pe ipinu Olorun gan ni fun won yi pe lati pase won ki gbogbo orilede koko di eni ibukun.
I rebuke every spirit of pride in you tonight in Jesus' name.
Amen. Mo pa gbogbo emi igberaga wi ninu aye yin ni asale ni oruko Jesu.
Many of us lost precious things.
Opolopo won si padanu awon to je iyebiye.
Because God asked us to give him something in return of which he was going to give us something much, much bigger.
Nitori pe Olorun ti ro wa pe ka po ni nkan kan to fi je pe abayo o ti Olorun yo fi wa yo po ju ile to gba lowo wa.
But we can only see today, so our success of today blinds our eyes towards our tomorrow.
Sugbon lo je pe oni nikan la le ri to fi je pe aseyori oni nko se lo sokuku bye bye boti aseyori ojo la wa.
Can you imagine what that boy in John chapter 6?
Yeah, I hope I've checked on ti omo gidekunrin ni ni iwe Johana ori kefa.
From verse 5 to 13.
Lati ese karun si ketala.
John 6, 5 to 13.
Johana ori kefa. Ese karun si ketala.
Can you imagine what that boy would have lost if he did not surrender his 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes?
Yeah. I have a zero. On ti omo kunrin ni ba ti padanu ti o ba yonda akara re manu ateje wewe meji fun Oluwa wa Jesu Kristi.
There are many of us who have lost tremendous opportunities.
Opolopo wa lo wa to je pe awon anfani to gbojike lati padanu.
Because we held on tightly to what we have rather than releasing it to God.
Nitori bi pe se la di ohun ti a ni mu pana pana yato si pe ka yonda re fun Olorun.
That boy released 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes.
And
went home with 12 baskets. I don't know who I am talking to today. And I pray in the name that's above every other name, that every opportunity you had lost shall be restored tonight in Jesus' name.
Amen. Pe gbogbo awon anfani won ni jo ti padanu pata ni Olorun yo da pada ni asale ni oruko Jesu.
When I was praying this morning,
ni pa baba gbadura lowuro yi
concerning tonight,
ni pa ti asale yi,
the Lord brought back to my mind
Oluwa mu awon kankan pada si iranti won,
the story of my first visit to Zambia.
Pe akoko igba ti won lo si ile Zambia,
went there to start a branch of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. In the house of a brother that I met in Germany. And I told him, we can start in your house. I mean, we are 2 or 3 are gathered together in my name. That's where the Lord says he will be.
Once of them will be. They can bear a new letter to the Lord because he will be taking a major to be met about the page of the record. Even on your wife.
And then there was a pastor in the town. This sizable church, maybe about 300 people.
Tosi ni jaka toto bidie, wafe to odurenya.
And they invited me there to come and preach, so I preached to them.
Wasi be amba balati wawo asu fumani be, wasi lolati wawo asu.
And he had branches in four other nations.
Wasi wani awo ekai jo ni awo idu meni mina.
Four other branches.
Eka meni.
The day I was to leave.
The
day before I was to leave, God spoke to me and said, tell this brother to surrender his churches to the Redeemed Christian Church of God and become part of us. I said to the Almighty God, Daddy, please forgive me. You know I've never disobeyed you. But I'm coming to this town for the first time. How can I tell somebody who is already established here to come and join me? I said, please, I can't tell him.
Bawoni baba, o se se fun mi lati so fun eni to je pe ijo ti re ti gboro. Ah.
This man may even walk it so that I will never be able to come back to Zambia.
The Lord
said, tell him. I said, Daddy, help me. You go and tell him. Tell him that I have a message for him. If he comes to me and he says, God said there is a message for him, then I will tell him. If
it
didn't come, Lord, I will be free. Night came.
Ashalede.
Didn't come.
Wow.
I was very happy. Got ready to sleep. 12 midnight. There was a knock at the door. We opened the door. It was the pastor. He said, I couldn't sleep. God told me that you have a message for me. I said, glory be to God. Sir, you are the one who said God told you. He said, yes. Then I told him. When I told him, he said, is that what God? I said, that's what God said. He said, no way. I said so myself. I said no way. So we prayed and he left. And God said to me, I want you to learn a lesson from this poor boy who is saying, look at me with a big river flowing through 5 nations. He refused to surrender a river. And as a result, he has lost an ocean. Today, by the grace of God, Zambia
ni Zambia o,
Kenya,
Kenya o,
Uganda, Tanzania,
Tanzania.
Mention all the nations.
Gasi daruko gbogbo awon orilede won ni.
The Dream Christian Church of God is there and flourishing.
She ni jora pada wa nibe ti o ngbile ti o si ntesi waju,
and he's still holding on to his river.
O si ti ndi odo re musibe.
It might be you God is talking to. I don't know.
Only yeah, wole Olorun ba mi ba soro ba yi ko ye mi.
I know there are people here tonight.
Mo mo pa kan wa ni ni asale yi.
The Almighty God had presented an opportunity as a sacrifice.
She ni Olorun ti fi awon fi anfani kan lele si waju re gege bi irubo.
But you lost it.
Sugbo padanu re.
But I am praying for you tonight. In that name that's above every other name, everything you had lost shall be restored in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Out down
Father for the Lord Jesus.
Now I need to say, there's some people lost something precious. And by the special grace of God, they recovered. But some people lost something. And they never recovered. King Saul.
Oba Saul.
The very first king of Israel.
Oba koko ni orilede Israeli.
Lost his crown.
O padanu ade re.
I never got it back.
Ko si ri igba pada.
He never did.
Ko ri igba.
You can read his story in 1 Samuel chapter 15.
Ale ka itan yi ni iwe Samuel kede ori ka edogun.
You see how somebody who was the first king of Israel ended.
Aori gege bi enikan to je pe oba akoko ni ile Israel bo se pari ijoba re ati
as a matter of fact, God made sure that there would be no boy left in his house. He killed all of them in a single
day. But
David got his own back. When the Almighty God said, David, you did this to me.
I picked
you up from following sheep and goats.
And I turned
you to a king.
Moses saw the Oba.
Now you have succeeded and now you have turned against me.
By
David fell on his face. He said, oh God, I have sinned.
He
said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Don't take your Holy Spirit from me. He cried to God in penitence. The Almighty God said, all right. I will punish you, but I will restore you.